Hi, I'm Brett Stetka, editorial director here at Medscape, and welcome to another edition of the F1000 Practice Changing Minute. This is our regular series in which we report on commentaries from the faculty of 1000 on highly rated studies that may change clinical practice. We have a commentary today covering the study, Cardiorenal Endpoints in a Trial of Alice Kieran for Type 2 Diabetes, from Drs. Parving and colleagues and published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The faculty of 1000 has given this a ranking of changes clinical practice with the conclusion that dual blockade of the renin-angiotensin system with Alice Kieran should no longer be used in people with type 2 diabetes and chronic kidney disease. So the following commentary on the study was written by Rudy Billis and from James Cook University Hospital in Middlesbrough, England. And in his commentary he wrote, "The Alice Kieran trial in type 2 diabetes using cardiorenal endpoints, or the ALTITUDE study, has finally been published after early discontinuation in December of 2011. Despite a reduction in albuminuria of 14% and the addition of the renin-antagonist Alice Kieran to conventional RAS blockade using either ACE inhibitors or ARBs in a randomized controlled trial, of over 8,000 type 2 diabetic subjects with increased albuminuria or a history of cardiovascular disease or both showed no clinical benefit on cardiorenal endpoints over a mean follow-up of 32.9 months. In fact, patients did worse on active therapy with a 10% absolute increase in hyperkalemia. The rationale for ALTITUDE was the much shorter AVOID trial, where Alice Kieran was added to losartan in nearly 600 people with type 2 diabetes and increased albuminuria greater than 300 milligrams per gram creatinine. In AVOID, a 20% reduction in albuminuria was observed after 6 months, much greater than in ALTITUDE, and perhaps a reflection of their more advanced nephropathy. Intriguingly, blood pressure rose at 6 months in ALTITUDE, slightly less so in the Alice Kieran arm, but this is an unusual finding in studies using antihypertensive agents. Both of these observations require further analysis, and explanation may have mitigated any potential for benefit. Reduction in albuminuria has been associated with better cardiorenal outcomes in observational and post-hoc analyses. ALTITUDE underlines the critical importance of suitably powered trials with hard clinical endpoints in informing evidence-based treatments for our patients. This large trial, taken together with other means that combination blockade of the RAS should not be used in people with diabetes. And with that, that concludes today's commentary from Dr. Billis. For the F1000 Practice Changing Minute and for Medscape, I'm Brett Stetka, and thank you for listening today.